Speedway is on Twitter at Bakanyane.
And of course, we love to talk personal finance because what indeed is the point of all this work if financial freedom is not the ultimate goal or top of mind for us? So to have this conversation is our certified financial planner, Paul Rulofse, who's asking the question, how much do you need to be financially free? Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rufira. Yes, it's such an important question, and it's one of the first questions we normally encounter when we meet people who want to get a financial plan going. Mm-hmm. I mean, the question is, how much do I need to save to be, you know, in that space of financial freedom? And, you know, there's a very traditional approach. It comes from the old limit on how much you could save on a pension or provident fund before the regulations changed. But in the past, it was limited to 15% of your savings. So that became kind of a rule, and, you know, we would all work to at least that 15%. But it has a lot of flaws in it because it's not an exact number for everyone. It's not the silver bullet or the one number because it relies very much on how much or how far you are towards your retirement goal or your financial freedom goal.
And make that comparison for us, depending on, you know, what age you are. Where would you find yourself at the age of 65?
Well, let's say 15% of a 15,000 Rand per month income. Let's use that allocation. And if you started with that 2,250 Rand a month early in your life, where you would say 40 years to your retirement date, you'd end up with an amount of about 12.5 million. But if you started with that same amount at 30, you'd only end up with 4.6 million.
Sure.
And then if you start with that same amount at 40, you end up with 1.6 million at the same period, the same retirement goal. So it's time over money, and that sort of throws a big question around. The answer to the question would be, well, how early can you start or how late are you starting? So we kind of work with that as a starting point, but there are other ways to address that to make it a little simpler. It depends on how you attack this one, because if you're mathematically inclined, you could take this one formula, which works quite well. You can take your 15,000 Rand a month and then multiply it by 12 to get an annual figure, and then simply divide it by 0.05%. And you come out with a figure of about 3.6 million.
We're dividing it by what again, Paul?
0.05.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. And if you take that figure, it uncannily comes out with 3.6 million. And we can cross check that with another way. Just simply multiply your salary that you need at that particular day. Let's say the same 15,000 times it by 240. And funny enough, you come out with 3.6 million as well. So it's just to give ideas, and obviously it's all dependent on your stage in life and how far you are and how much you wish to provide for. But that figure does kind of rest very nicely, because what we do as financial planners, we get a little bit more scientific and we try to capitalize the amount based on certain assumptions going forward. And I know this sounds a little bit more technical, it is, but essentially we've got to understand what inflation is going to do with your money in the future, what kind of reasonable return I can get on my money going forward. And when I do that calculation in a very broad way, I come out for the same 15,000 Rand for a 15-year provision at 3.4 million. So you can see that those broad brush figures we've given in the front are pretty accurate. So they actually do come back to the same sort of thing. But the key is really just to be very aware that you need around about for 15,000 Rand salary to provide for 15 years into your financial freedom, you're going to need about 3.5 million Rand. And I think that's a kind of guideline. Yes, it's all dependent on what happens to inflation in the future.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we have a very low inflation rate.
So is that a reasonable expectation for the average South Africans when we look at the sort of median middle-class salary or even working-class salary on wages?
Well, there again, it is proportionate. You know, the 15,000, if you only earn 10,000 Rand, but then you can take two-thirds of those figures. If you're only earning a third of that, then it's all relative to that proportionately. So the figures work out. Maybe I should have just done it at 10,000. You could divide that through other things. But But the point is, yes, if it's 15,000, that you need 3.5 million. And you're working on a 10,000 rand budget or income stream, then you just take two-thirds of that figure, two-thirds of 3.5 million. It is very, very comforting to know that that's sort of broad brush, you know, amount that you might need. However, I think the key here is to just understand how the value of money will be affected over time.
Absolutely.
Through inflation.
Absolutely.
And how we know that inflation at the moment is on its knees. I mean, we haven't had these low inflation numbers for decades. And that's good news for us, because that means that the provision we're making is going to last us that much longer.
Yeah, and take advantage of it right now.
Sure.
That's a really tidy and helpful formula that you've given us. Paul, thank you so much. We will touch base next Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
you
I
keep
look
well.
Forward to it.
You keep well until then. Certified financial planner, Paul Rulofsa. How often are you having these conversations about your personal finance and thinking about your long-term investments? And do you talk to your partner and in your family about financial freedom? What does retirement look like for you? Important conversations, not always comfortable ones, but absolutely necessary. 7:30 on Weekend Breakfast.